back on Afternoon Drive. Nick Wilson with you. And myself and Spencer German break down everything around undefeated Ohio State, their path to the playoffs, and all the biggest news and headlines around college football on our Sons of the Shoe podcast. A triumphant postgame coming off the Iowa win this week. We're getting you ready for Oregon. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app, 92.3thefan.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify. Have I mentioned Apple? Follow Sons of the Shoe today. Pretty please. But obviously, the Gardos, I must have said postseason. Game number two about to start for the Guardians and Tigers just down the road and across from me as we get you ready for that game. Maybe react to that game later and, of course, talk Browns. It's JP, Jonathan Peterlin. What's up?
Hello. I did see a lot of Tigers fans out and about, just so you know.
I actually will say I thought there were a fair amount of Tiger fans, more than I expected, in game one.
I got really angry at all of them. I was like, how dare you drive 2 hours and come see your team play as if I'm like the only person that can go to a game ever.
I gotta say, man, I kind of have enjoyed interacting with them. Like, yes, it is tough because they think their team is the greatest thing ever, and we think our team's the greatest thing ever.
They're walking around as if their team is the 27 Yankees.
They should. Come on. That nobody expect. They were talking about trading Jack Flaherty at the deadline. Should they trade Scooble at the deadline? I don't envy.
They did more than talk about trading Jack Flaherty.
They
did it.
And they did a lot of talking, apparently, about trading Scooble. No, I kind of wish the Tigers were playing somebody else. Because outside of my buddy Jim Costa's cockiness, I will say I'm enjoying Tigers fans' chippiness because it's adding a different level of fun here. And they're not obnoxious in the way the Yankees fans or Phillies fans or Red Sox fans are.
Costa was so cocky, though.
He was
next level cocky.
That's why I had to bring on the Tigers.
No, I hate it because I feel like I would root for the Tigers in any other scenario.
Yeah.
8 games under .500. They have this the new way of trying to beat baseball, which is Scooble and a bunch of openers and no other starters. And it's like, oh yeah, we're gonna figure out what you have to do. They're basically the 2016 Warriors is what they are. When the 2016 Warriors said, I get that 3 equals more than 2, and we're going to shoot a lot of 3-pointers. We're going to take this to the furthest conclusion that we ever possibly could take it, almost to the point where people thought it broke basketball. That's what the Tigers are trying to do. Scooble's great. He's their starter. The one you get, everyone else, is an opener. And they go through the lineup one time, and that's it. And, if it works, it might be bad news for baseball long term, but they're the ones that got to it first.
So I do want to get to some reaction to the Browns here. We do have Around the NFL coming up in about 20 minutes here. But just to start here, I've gone through the things that I'm watching in today's game. Like, okay, what happens if you get to Scooble early? How does Hinch handle that? Can you make Scooble work the way you did, what was that, in August when you faced him the one time this year?
About 10 hits, one earned run. 10 hits, though.
I also think, hey, how does Detroit respond to a playoff loss? I don't know the answers to any of those three things, but what are you looking like? What are the things that are most interesting to you in this game other than it's game two of the friggin' ALDS?
Yeah, no, the key here is if you get it to a bullpen game, if you get past Scooble and you're tied, you're going to win the game.
Ooh, I like that, yeah.
That's all you got to do. That's your mission today.
Yep.
And if you win this game, 90% chance you win the series.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably go higher than that because I don't know.
You lose the game, though, Nick. Are we in agreement? You lose this game, it tilts in favor of Detroit?
Yeah, because the next two games are going to be in Detroit. Obviously, they just need to win those two games. So basically, you have to steal back home field advantage. And again, that will be another test. But no, I like where you're at on this game. Now, I guess we got to talk about the other game this weekend, which was the Browns getting, not losing, they got blown out by the Commanders. I've tried to be measured about this because, quite frankly, I'm tired of caring more than it seems like the players care.
Yeah.
That seems to be a through line with just Browns football in general for the last little bit here. But the question that I wanted to start with is whether you think the players have quit.
So it's tough, because I want to say yes, but I also, the only examples I have, really, And there's one that stands out to me. I know you referenced a different one earlier, and I'm sure you'll bring it up again. But like the one that I think of was when Deshaun in that third down play, when he didn't extend out his arm to go ahead and get the first down. Mm-hmm. And then they had to do the fourth and one. They did the tush push, and they got it done, and it was fine. But it was just like the easiest of effort he had to put forth to just extend his arm to get the first down. And it just felt like he didn't want to go through that effort to do so.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And I'll be honest with you, I think from about 15 guys on this team, I can point to, I could have gone back yesterday and gone, here's an effort where, here's a moment where you didn't get what you needed done.
Well, let me ask you this. Like, are we counting the drop touchdown pass with Jerry Jeudy as a, he quit on the team, or was that just him dropping a pass?
So Judy's been so good, I don't think I can. I got to be honest with you. It was. I don't know how you missed that play. Like, I don't know.
I mean, is MJ Emerson getting beat in the corner for a 50-yard touchdown throw? Is that him giving up on the team, or is that him just because he kind of hasn't really been good all year long?
So I think the problem is if we took any of these things individually, you'd always give the player the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Because it's damn hard to be in the NFL. Mistakes happen.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The problem is it has been 5 weeks of every little thing like this. And it seems to be getting worse. Like, all right, the Giants games and Raiders games were close. You had a chance to win those games justifiably, like within the final 4 minutes mm-hmm. of that game. All the fourth quarter in both those games. You were done at half. It wasn't even a question. Because Washington turned around and got that late score in the first half, the game was over. It's just, could you make the game compelling in any way? So, individually, I don't want to call out anybody individually of saying, well, you've quit, but there are absolutely business. It looks like there are absolutely business decisions going on. So if you do that three straight games, and this is the worst result of all three games, how can I not have a very educated wish that you, in fact, you quit?
Well, I thought there were business decisions in this last game. I don't know about the previous two, though. I mean, obviously, they didn't win those games, and they didn't look good in the process. But, like, this game, was it business decisions because it was a 34-13 game, and they knew that there was no chance they were coming back? Or was it business decisions because that's all we're going to see for the rest of the year?
I think it really does depend on a case-by-case basis. I want to believe. I have to believe. There are too many good guys. We saw it last year. There are too many good guys in that locker room just to be a bunch of guys making business decisions. At the same point, I don't know who I can trust. That's what
I can't really trust any of them right now except for JOK.
Well, but I mean, I think that's like what you're, and even JOK missed a couple tackles yesterday. So, okay, there was one definitive one with Brian Robinson that I remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, but he had the interception. He had the forced fumble. He had the sack. He was everywhere.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And you know me. I'm right there with you as the preeminent JOK apologist in this town.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I really do not know who I can put stock into. And when you say things like that, we're not week 17. It's not week 15.
Well, there's also 22 guys on the field. Like, I should be able to find more than just maybe one.
Yeah. Well, and again, like, there aren't a lot of guys that I'm saying aren't trying to make plays. I see them trying to, but the second there's any resistance, they wilt.
Yeah, okay, but doesn't it kind of make sense, though? Because I felt like a lot of us as fans kind of gave up on that game, too. Does it kind of make sense that the players also would maybe kind of give up on their own right?
Yeah.
I know they're not supposed to. I know that they're supposed to give it their all, and it's much different than you and I sitting on our couch being like, is there anything else we can watch right now? How about Red Zone? Can we turn this off? Are we good to turn this off yet?
With love and respect, you're getting very dangerously close to accepting what yesterday was.
I know I kind of am. I kind of am very close to accepting what it was, because I think it's just going to be the status quo. And if that's the case, obviously the season is done.
Which is not
any different than what anyone has told us all day long or what the reaction's been for 24 hours.
To me, because here's the thing.
Like, does this team have fight left?
There are some big picture things that you're pointing at that I think are fair discussion. So I'm not saying it's not fair. I'm saying how unacceptable it has to be admitting the things that you and I are admitting right now, coming off a week 5 loss, no matter how bad it's looked. For a veteran team.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I can't shake. And everybody that I've talked to feels the same way I think you and I do, which is, I know there have been worse teams. I don't know a team has come in with these kind of expectations and this early fallen so woefully short of what is even acceptable. Not even just like, you're losing and these things happen. Like, the Cincinnati Bengals are 1-4, same record. Completely different story. Because they are playing. Their defense just isn't very good.
The quarterback also just threw for 375 yards and 5 touchdown passes.
Well, and so your loss is by 3 points instead of 20 points. And I think that is where, our bars are, it's not just that you're losing. It's how you're losing. It is the fact that the expectations were so high, and you can't even clear, the baseline expectations. And then you add to it, we're talking about where is the season over at week 5? And here's the thing. It's no longer an overreaction. It isn't. It's a real conversation. It should be. And at that point, how do you – I said sit in their filth. No,
They're a pig or something.
This is, you don't do this anymore because we've learned that this doesn't really work with dogs. But it's 40 years ago.
But what are you doing to Mongo there?
The dog deuced in the house, put his nose in it. By the way, that doesn't
work. Not Mongo.
No. He knows better.
That's right.
He knows better. My kids, not so much. I don't want to see any big changes. No. Sit out there in your filth, in your shame, and you know what? You want to quit? Shame. Quit more.
We don't do that anymore. I haven't raised a dog in a million years. Not that was my recipe for raising dogs, is sit in your filth.
I don't know. That was the standard for dogs. It is no longer the standard for dogs.
We fixed it.
But for these dogs, for the dog, the people sitting in the dog pound, sit in your filth seems like the only way out.
It seems like you're asking for it at this point too, though. We're all inviting ourselves into this misery. We take some blame in this. We know it's coming, and we choose to do it.
Because I might vent about it on Sundays. It's no longer ruining my Sundays. I'm going to get the vent.
That means you're apathetic.
No.
I'm not apathetic. I'm still emotionally tied to it all.
So I'll have the anger, but I'm going to get rid of it, and then I'm going to go about my life for this year. Until they show that they can play together, play hard, not quit, whatever things we want to dance around with this, until they show that, why am I I love the team. I just don't know that I love this iteration of the team.
Well, and this iteration of the team, maybe that's why we had a lot of sadness. It might have died yesterday. It really did. It might have just died. And that was us wallowing in it. Nick, I walked around yesterday as if somebody had seriously told me really, really bad news, personal bad news. That's how I walked around yesterday. And I don't really get that way often. It happened. I sit there, I dissect it, and then I turn the page. And yesterday was, I didn't even want to watch football at night. That never happens for me.
Can we own it? The game was on the whole day. I was on TikTok a lot in the second half.
Well, these TikToks don't create themselves.
Oh, we're going to get to that.
They don't create themselves.
Listen, this is a team, a partnership here, and you're going to help me with some feedback on TikTok in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I had Mongo. My little niecey was over. My little Finley, who's the miniature version of my sister, which is very funny to watch my sister get it back. But I was playing dumb little games with her. Just anything other than pet. Guys, it's week 5. I don't remember the last time I've ever been, I don't want to say checked out because I'm watching the game, but where I'm just not as invested because, quite frankly, I just don't see that investment from them. Whether they'll call it quitting or not, I don't give a damn.
It's fair. It's fair. It's just, I mean, I think we all even knew going into yesterday's game and had an opportunity to go that way. Seeing it happen, though, was just, I was crestfallen. That was as miserable.
216-474-0092. Does it feel like the players have quit? We've got that and around the NFL next on 92.3 The Fan.